News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince here, and we have a guest.
Absolutely. I love having these weeks where I can bring someone along to talk about what they're doing in our community, because our partner agencies put a better face on it than I ever can. They give such a great example of how we work together to strengthen our community. And so with me today is Ron Crozier. He's the Director of Community Relations with Twin City Mission. And Twin City Mission's been one of our partners for, I don't know, eons probably, but we love working with them because they meet the needs, incredibly basic needs, but vital needs of individuals in our family when they're facing one of the most difficult experiences of homelessness or transition in housing and things like that. So I'm going to kick it over to Ron. He's going to tell us a little bit about that, as well as share with us some cool upcoming events they have coming up.
And thanks for making the trip back up.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to come out and visit with you, Bill, but also when Allison says what she says about one of her partnering agencies, that just, you know, gives validity to all of the agencies. All of us alone can make a small dent. All of us together can make a difference. And that's what the message that we try to share when we go out and do our presentations around the community is, that we can all do a little. And as long as we're doing that part, then a difference is being made for those families and individuals in our community who need that little bit of assistance. It may not be much, but to them, it's a lot. And we try to wear that United Way flag and wave that flag so that we get instant credibility wherever we go. When people know that we're a part of the United Way, they don't have to wonder about, are we doing things the right way? Are we above board? Are we transparent? To be able to be a United Way partner, you have to be all of those things. So we put that in the back of our pocket, and we take it with us. And we're real excited, Allison, and thank you for mentioning some of the events coming up. First and foremost, you know, with this being supposed to be the cold month, or one of the first cold months. Well, I mean, that tells us Thanksgiving's right around the corner. So coming up Thanksgiving Day, we'll have our great Thanksgiving banquet at our community cafe, where anybody and everybody's invited to come out and enjoy a traditional Thanksgiving meal with us, or you can take a meal home and have it in privacy of your own home if you choose. We average about 600, 650 meals a year, both in the cafe and takeout, so the community is certainly welcome to come out there. The address for the community cafe, by the way, is 410 South Randolph Street in Bryan, the corner of Randolph and 29th Street, and we're going to be serving from 11 to 1. Then just a week later is our annual coat and blanket giveaway. We pushed it back 2 weeks this year. Usually we do that the Thursday before Thanksgiving. As luck would have it, we had some extremely warm and nice temperatures in the forecast for the week before Thanksgiving, so we're looking at pushing it back to the 1st of December. We're going to be doing it again at the corner of Bryan and 22nd Streets in downtown Bryan. We're going to start giving away at 9 o'clock in the morning and give away till we're done. And we are so thrilled that this year we've got over 80 boxes spread throughout the community where people can go through their closets, go through their little cedar chest or wherever they put their coats for the summertime. They can go through them, and if you haven't worn it in a while, if you're not going to wear it, share it. You know, let somebody else have access to it.
Demographically, does it matter what the age?
No. And in fact, we always say every year that, boy, we sure could use a lot of kids' coats, because that seems to be the big need. But then you turn around and you have twice as many kids' coats as you do adults, and those kids' coats go first. You know, we never have kids' coats left over. So there's specifically that need. Large men's coats seems to be in big demand. There's some big guys out there that come through and we'll try on and do the best they can to squeeze into our largest donated items, and it's just not going to happen. And it makes us feel bad that we weren't able to provide them something for the winter months. So, you know, if you have the 3X, the 4X, those size jackets available, you know, there's individuals out there that could definitely benefit from them.
And then we get through the holidays and still more things on the docket.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because we are never shy about talking about our golf tournament. We know that the golf season is starting to wind down locally, and Twin City Mission is really excited about our 17th annual Charity Golf Classic coming up on March 27th. It's hard to believe that we've done this now for 17 years, but we've got faithful followers, faithful sponsors, faithful golfers that they mark that on their calendar, and they're ready to come out and play. And we use the golf tournament not so much as a fundraiser, but more as a public awareness tool. We want people talking about Twin City Mission before the event, the day of the event, and after the event. And then that gives the other golf tournaments, you know, a shot in the arm to, hey, Twin City Mission's already out there. We've got to get out there and start doing, you know, some of the things that they're doing that make those golfers feel appreciated, but make those sponsors feel appreciated. And that's the only way you're going to move forward with your projects like that, is if you develop those relationships. It's not about the dollars and signatures on the lines. It's about the relationships that we have with our golfers, our sponsors, our supporters. And then we have the United Way coming right there with us during our event, which is really cool, because that shows their support of one of their partner agencies. They're not just riding the wave of whatever each of their partners are doing. They're actually getting out there and rolling up their sleeves and being a part of it. And I think to a degree that's always been that way, but here in the last couple of years, we've seen a real big push on behalf of the United Way and their board to go out there and find out what those agencies are doing and get involved with them, let them know that we're in this together. And that's the big message. You know, certainly right now the SECC campaign is going on, and when we go out and present representing our agency, we're also representing all the agencies that fall under the United Way umbrella. Those employees, those state employees, could certainly make their contributions or their donations on a state level, even a national level if they so chose. So we try real hard to push local. Let's help the local people who are helping the local people.
Same thing I would imagine when you do the community campaign presentations.
Absolutely. It's almost the exact same thing, but with these state employees, I'm not going to say they're isolated or separated, but it's a different type of campaign, and they're encouraged to be more involved at a higher level. And it's really neat to watch their faces when we go out and talk about some of the success stories that not just Twin City Mission, but, you know, other partnering agencies have had because of the support of the United Way and the support of the community. Without the community, there'd be no United Way, let's face it. So the United Way does a great job of circling all of these agencies together and bringing all these resources together to meet the needs of those in our community who need some assistance. None of those people that we help have labels that say they're homeless or hungry or abused or have, you know, chemical dependency issues or alcohol issues or anything like that. They're just people who happen to be at a different stage in their life who need some assistance. And as long as we can look at them, Bill, and say, you know, they're people first. They're people in our community. They're our neighbors. Why wouldn't we help them?
Let me do one more thing with public awareness, because Twin City Mission is more than giving away coats and more than the Thanksgiving meal. If you can talk about the depth and breadth of Twin City Mission for those who are not aware of.
Absolutely, especially in these weather conditions that we're having where there's some rain and we all carry the umbrellas and we open the umbrellas and we walk out through life and think we're protected from getting wet. And that's the message that Twin City Mission tries to send out. We're an open umbrella. And if you think of each panel of that umbrella being one of the programs that falls under the administration of Twin City Mission, whether it's homeless, housing, youth and family, domestic violence, donation and resale, which, speaking of donation and resale, we just opened up our new store in College Station at 2401 Harvey Mitchell Parkway. So we invite people to come out there. The second chance store that was on Welborn Road is now on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Come on out and see what we've done. We've got a lot more floor space, a lot more inventory, bigger smiles on the employees and the volunteers. It's worth your effort.
Whether you're shopping or whether you want to make a donation.
Absolutely, either way. And either way, you win. If you're looking for a place to make a donation of your household items or your clothes or things like that, it's a great place to do it, great location. If you're looking to shop and find a bargain, that's a great place to do it. So it's win-win for everybody.
Allison, I can keep you two going on forever, I think.
I know. Ron's really great to work with, and he does a great job telling the United Way story that sometimes I feel like, my job, he makes my job a whole lot easier. But really, the thing that I just want to echo that he says is the togetherness, that, you know, working alone, and not even necessarily, it's not necessarily like a purposeful alone, but it's just a very focus. A lot of our partner agencies are very focused on one cause or one issue, and what United Way gives us the opportunity to do is kind of take a step back and look at all of the issues and how they're all interconnected. And all of a sudden, one organization working on one thing, they can be very good at that one thing, but now they're partnering with 17 other organizations who are focusing on different things. And now we've got a whole connection of services instead of just one thing. So I think that's the cool thing about United Way that I say over and over, it's working together. No one organization can fix all of the issues in our community. No one person can fund it. It takes working together and collaboration, and that's the great thing about our partnerships.
UWBV.org online for United Way of the Brazos Valley. Ron, where do we find you online for Twin City Mission?
usually in the back corner somewhere trying to stay out of trouble. If you're looking for a website, it's just www.twincitymission.org. We're there.
And keep up with all the activities that way. New location, the resale store, and all the other events that you all have
It's all listed. Or go to Facebook and like us there.
There you are. Ron Crozier, Twin City Mission, Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.